Next patient is Holmes Medina. Last name is Medina. The first name, Holmes. Clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a background of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease. Patient has a history of cardiac arrhythmia. The echocardiogram shows that the patient has an ejection fraction between 50% and 55%. That could be cardiorenal syndrome. The arterial hypertension seems to be out of control. Despite this fact, the patient has a BUN of 1.0, the BUN that is 25, and the serum creatinine that is 1.5. The estimated GFR is 48 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have a significant proteinuria. The proteinuria is less than 200 milligrams. Per gram of creatinine. Number two, arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension is weight related. When the patient was around 170 pounds, the blood pressure was 124 over 76. Now, that is 177 pounds, is 172 over 94. There is not a schedule for the medications, and he is taking the medications on PRN basis. The recommendations at the present time are to start furosemide 20 milligrams when the body weight be above 173 pounds. And we are going to stop the use of the amlodipine and make the administration of irbesartan 150 milligrams POQ 12 hours. Period. The patient has coronary artery disease, a history of systolic dysfunction and cardiac arrhythmia, and we are going to recommend the patient to take the amiloride in the morning and the metoprolol in the evening. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has to take the atorvastatin, 10 milligrams at bedtime. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. A post-void ultrasound fails to show enlargement of the prostate or urinary retention. He's taking tamsulosin, and we are advised to take the tamsulosin in the evening time. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that will be treated with the administration of the PPI. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup, and we ask the patient to call in case that the blood pressure doesn't get under control, or if he develops symptoms that require medical attention in period, we will be more than happy to answer the questions. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 30 minutes with the patient, and documentation in 7 minutes.